Hi, my name is Stephen Martile, and welcome to Motivational Mondays. It's March 9th. Here are three reasons not to work for your idiot boss. Reason number one, high risk. Risk? What are you talking about? A job provides security. It's not even close. When you limit yourself to a single income and that income source dries up from cutbacks or layoffs, the money is gone too. The common misbelief is that having a job provides security. And having a job provides you with a pension and long-term security is actually a 100-year-old myth. Yes, it's been around that long. It's been around so long that we forgot to examine this belief to see if it's really true. You still don't buy it? Having a job as a single source of income is the worst way to earn money. Because when that source dries up, so does your money. It's the most risky of all the strategies for earning money because your income is limited to one single source. What's the solution? Create multiple sources of income to diversify and therefore reduce your risk. If one dries up, you have other sources of income to maintain your cash flow. This is a winning strategy. Having a job is not the worst thing in the world, but it is a means to an end. The only time I would suggest that someone gets a job is in one of two situations. One, the first is that it means you have to pay your bills and is therefore a short-term solution to your problem while you work at providing other streams of income. Two, it's a means of getting training and experience in the industry you want so that you can advance your career. So it's therefore a launching pad and opportunity for you to learn more about the industry that you're in and fine-tune your expertise until you're ready to go out on your own. Reason number two, not to work for your idiot boss, limited time. When you trade your time for money, at some point you start to run out of time. I was making a good living as an engineer. Don't get me wrong. I've had a salary position and then worked as a consultant. And I'm extremely grateful to the people who employed me. The problem was never the money, it was my freedom. Even when I went from salary to consultant and tripled my hourly income, the money was good, but I was still caught in a system that was trading my time for money. It makes life difficult to know that you can only see your wife, kids, friends, or family for a few hours a week because when you go back on Monday, you've got to go back to work. It's not a living, it's a prison. Get out. What's the alternative? Think of ways you can get paid for results. Yes, you might have to work a few late nights and miss family time in the short term, but in the long term, it's going to work out to a greater cause, your long-term freedom. Reason number three, not to work for your idiot boss. You have to do what others tell you to do. Now, this one is my personal pet peeve. The worst thing about having a job is not being told to do something, but being told how to do it. The reason this really peeves me is because some people think that what's best for them is also best for you. That in some way, they are the all-knowing expert and therefore should be giving you the best advice on how to do something. When in fact, a true leader, will ask you to do something and then let you figure out the best way to do it. They will be there for support and guidance, but they always let their employees figure out the best course of action. And this does two things. It gives the employee the freedom to search for their own answers and therefore learn. And two, it helps the employee build their self-confidence as they begin to find new ways to tackle problems. This is a real sensitive point for me because there have been countless times when I was working a job and I was told how to do the job. This limits creativity, uniqueness, and is just plain old school. The old way of leading and doing things is becoming extinct. True leaders breed new leaders, and they do this by promoting their own uniqueness, freedom, and self-expression. So there you have it. There are three reasons not to work for your idiot boss. My name is Stephen Martile. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic week.